We were talking about berries.
Okay, yes, I did. I picked a lot of cranberries. We had, in Central, there's a big cranberry patch right straight across the road from where our cabin is. But there's a big brown bear that comes in there every summer. And after I saw where he scratched about 12 feet up on a tree with his fingernails to show how big he was, I let him have that patch. And I just kind of picked around the house. They're not as nice, the berries are not as nice around the house as that patch was. But, and then up at 40 Mile, there was a beautiful blueberry patch as you go back from away from the river towards the bluffs back there. There was a beautiful blueberry patch back there. And I used to take the boys back there and we picked blueberries and kept them for the winter. And the cranberries, I made like cranberry sauce and different things, cranberry muffins and things like that, cranberry bread. And I think a little cranberry liqueur I made one time too with it, because there was lots of cranberries. And then up at Woodchopper, I didn't find berries there. There was quite a few puffball mushrooms, but not berries. And up at Coal Creek, there was different places where you could go and pick blueberries, which we picked a lot of blueberries for the camp for pies and muffins and different things like that. And sometimes when the guys had time, they would go and pick blueberries and bring them down. So, and there was raspberries also up there, wild raspberries that they picked for and brought down for pie and whatever. But while I was working, I usually didn't do too much picking. But when I was just at home, I liked to go out and pick berries and things like that, do things outside. I did spend more time outside than I did in the cabin, I have to admit that.